Yeah, I talked to Josh like a few days after I got drafted, and he's been somebody who I've, you know, really looked up to. And since coming here, just, you know, watching a ton of his tape and how he was able to operate, you know, Coach Dave's system and whatnot. So it's going to be kind of a surreal feeling to be on the same field with him.
Jackson Dart.
That's Jackson Dart. Are we on Dable, Allen, Hogwatch or
sure.
anything like that?
Of course.
So I went to the break, said there's a chart I'd seen about Keon Coleman last year that I want to see it this year, and that'll tell me how things are going for the Bills. And it can be a little more than just Coleman here. And that's double team rate. Last year, one thing that Coleman got a lot of was single coverage. You know, who are the leaders in the league in double teams? Justin mm-hmm. Jefferson gets double teamed the most. Chase actually does not get as much as you would think. But
is that because of Higgins?
Yes, right. So double team rate is partially your own ability as a receiver. Partially, is there anybody else to worry about? Because there's nobody else to worry about. We're going to double team that guy. And Coleman getting a ton of single coverage, like that's a good opportunity for him, right? If he starts to make enough plays, and I actually feel like at the start of the season we were seeing teams bet on their guy, and he beat a couple of them, right? He beat Tariq Woolen in Seattle. So will defensive coordinators playing the Bills still roll out and say, I'm going to bet that my guy can blanket that guy, and when the ball's up for a contested catch, you got to be in his frame and like don't let him make those catches. Don't let him body you, but he's not going to run away from you. If Coleman has signs of success and starts to continue to progress, then maybe that rate jumps up a bit. Then again, the flip side of that could be if Josh Palmer is a good threat on the outside and the other side, then maybe there's less of that. Or if Kincaid pops, whatever. So we'll see. It's just one thing I remember about Coleman last year was, you know, you'll see plenty of stuff on his separation and plenty of this and that. But, you know, if you start to get more attention from the defense, the gravity you create is important. And I expect we'll see a good amount of Coleman on set tomorrow.
Yeah.
I bet him for a touchdown. I bet they're going to.
Really?
Yeah, I think they're going to feed him the ball. Yes.
They're going to feed Coleman tomorrow.
Yes. The Bills have signed a kicker, Caden Davis.
Okay.
Tyler Bass has been dealing with the pelvic soreness.
Yeah.
Tom Brady will be in Washington for the call of Commanders Giants game one.
Okay. All Commanders right.
he's
Giants.
He's back on the broadcasts.
He's back. Sweet.
He's back. Great.
What time's that game?
The
Bills play at night, so I guess I will see some
it's
of it.
Sunday, 1 o'clock in New York.
All right. I'll be watching Red Zone. So maybe I'll hear from Brady a little bit.
Caden Davis is the Bills' new kicker.
Okay. Never heard of him. Place filler until Tyler Bass comes back, I would assume?
Yeah. Think so.
The only thing about the Coleman, you know, like how is he going? He's against single coverage. Is he going to get fed by getting open? Or are they feeding him by jump balls? Because one thing that I don't think is even debatable, if you're a defensive coordinator and you're going up against the Bills, what's the play you live with more than any that the Bills like? What's the play the Bills like to do, like the run, that you would like, they could do that all day if they want? If I'm a defensive coordinator, it's you want to throw jump balls to Keon Coleman? Good process to me will be, hey, he's going to catch a couple of them, and he's going to embarrass my corner. I will live with that. Because guess what? He's going to catch 30% of them. I'll live with that. That is not an efficient play for them. They could do it all they want. They could tweet out their videos and how cool it was. Style points. But we don't have three judges deciding how cool the play was. I'm trying to win the game. You can throw a jump ball to Keon Coleman the whole day if you want. If he's not getting open against me, I'm never changing out of that if I'm a defensive coordinator.
Rob in Connecticut. Hey, Rob.
Hey, good morning, Jeremy. Good morning, Joe. First off, I wanted to say thank you very much. I appreciate you guys for covering the training camp. You guys did a great job. Everybody at WGR 550, you know, Sal, always enjoy listening to you guys. Yesterday, I wanted to chime in. You guys were talking about the stars aligning and perfect scenario. And I had thought about it, and I was thinking either it could go vice versa, but it would be Buffalo playing Kansas City in the divisional, take them out, and then we go to the AFC championship game and we get the Ravens and we take them out and we go to the Super Bowl. Both teams. I would love to face and then just shut everybody up and then win the Super Bowl. That's the way I see my stars aligning.
All right. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, guys.
Personally, I personally, in a perfect world, would love a playoff run that doesn't include Baltimore this year. Give me one seed, nothing in week one. Decide what you want in week two, and then the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship. That's my stars aligning, and not even just for like the storyline of it, mm-hmm. right? Like beating them to go to the Super Bowl, but also I think the Ravens are better than the Chiefs.
At the risk of being boring, and I might change on this like day to day. I don't really think about ideal roads. If you want to say, would rather play this team than that team because this team looks like an easier match, sure. But, you know, who do you want to beat to go to the Super Bowl? Don't care.
That's not what I'm saying. I think it's more likely today, before they've played a snap this season, that it's more likely the Bills would beat the Chiefs in a playoff game than they would beat the Ravens. And I know we just saw the opposite of that happen. But I think that's right now those two teams going into the season. It also might be likely the Bills could beat both of them.
Yeah, 803-0550. So Owen put together a game for us based on our conversation yesterday. Yesterday we brought to light to some of you out there that maybe you're on Facebook, maybe you're not. There are some AI slop-generated pages that just feed Bills stories. Uh-huh. With quotes that are not real, that are so hilariously bad. And then you click and read the comments, and it's like, yeah, Terry McLaurin said he wants to play for Sean McDermott. It's like, that didn't happen.
Uh-huh.
No. Stop. So anyway, Owen put together a little game, kind of like Shades of the Buddy Nick's game, where he has created a phony Bills AI story, and he has taken one from the phony Bills AI page. And we are tasked with answering the question, is it AI or OP?
AI or OP?
Yes.
Yep. All right. I'm going to read you these two. They're real short. They're quick.
Yeah, they got to be quick.
Just got to guess which one I made up and which one was
which one actually appeared on a Bills Moff AI page.
Yeah. I like this. I like this bump here.
All right.
I've never seen the movie Tron, but I feel like this is in the movie
Here's
Tron.
Number one.
Okay.
Here's number one. Crazy story. Bills megastar Deion Dawkins reportedly considering a career change to become a stunt driver after a Hollywood scout witnessed his drifting skills on the latest episode of Hard Knocks.
Okay.
Okay, so that's our first story. Deion Dawkins is going to go be a drift driver instead of playing for the Bills.
Okay.
Number two. Sad news. Bills star Josh Allen has been taken to the hospital after being suspected of being poisoned at the team facility. The coach's shocking announcement has fans praying for him.
Okay. I'm going to go immediately that AI was Josh Allen poisoned, and you made up the Deion Dawkins one. Because in my experience, the AI has to be so ridiculous. So, like, Nick Sirianni found a baby on the side of the road and is raising it. That's one I saw the other day.
I had to pick one out, like, whichever one of these. I had to, like, I can't do that one. That's so crazy.
I'm with you that I think the Allen one is the AI one. I don't think Owen would have written out Josh Allen to the hospital.
Right, which is not real.
And put that
not
in.
Real. Not real. Disclaimer, everyone that just tuned in.
This is not real.
This is not real.
The Facebook pages I see would say he's been hospitalized, poisoned by Trubisky. Like, oh, okay. This didn't happen.
Oh, Trubisky. I thought you had, like, the Chiefs doing
maybe,
it or
something. Maybe, sure. Right. It would be by Goodell.
Steve Spagnuolo,
secret
spotted
agent. Well, you guys, both your instincts are correct.
Okay.
Made up the Deion Dawkins drifting thing.
Okay.
The pictures associated with the Josh Allen in the hospital. Yeah.
I can't imagine.
We went over it yesterday where he paid off the student loan debt of the entire 2018 Wyoming college class. He didn't do that. I don't think. Yeah. But the pictures that came with it were quite incredible.
It's really something. And my mind has been racing all day just thinking of these insane stories I'm going to give you guys instead of these AI ones. This is going to be a fun bit. So
I'm going to find a couple new ones today. Let's see what came up today. Because it's just, I'm sorry, I don't know how. Ready? Here you go.
Mm-hmm.
There's a picture. It's Tomlin and Josh.
Uh-huh.
Shock. Josh Allen rejects any contract. Even if it was $500 million, I would still be loyal to the Bills. Immediately, the Steelers coach responded to the rejection with six powerful words. The idea, like, the Steelers offered Josh $500 million. Not real.
This is our good deed to just everyone be aware. These stories are out there. They are fake.
Yeah, it is about awareness.
It's a problem.
I'm now seeing the pictures of the hospitalized. Just the worst, man.
Right. I'm not opening it. I refuse.
I refuse. It's honestly crazy. It really is.
Anyway, the internet. It's less useful than it used to be. Well, maybe that's not true. Maybe more useful.
It's more useful, but harder to figure out how to use it, I think, in the right way.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's just generally terrible.
Too much of it is just made to trick people.
Yeah.
It's basically, that's what's happening these days.
803-0550, our phone number.
I do have one other thing I'm watching for tomorrow. Little thing. Before the game, even. So I guess watching on TV, maybe I'll walk to Twitter to see if you get any pickup of this. So you mentioned, like, Josh and Dable are going to hug, right? That there's going to be one watching that.
You know, maybe the hug is less so because now Josh has got Joe Brady.
Right.
You know, it's not quite the same as when last time he was here, that he had Dorsey.
All right, crisp handshake.
Last time Dable was here for a visit with the Giants, mm-hmm. it was Dorsey, mm-hmm. and Josh was like, talking about low positive and inside his head about how to,
yep.
you know, maybe it might be tools he still uses, but we were all freaking out. And then they were down 6-0 to the Giants at halftime.
Yeah. Right. That's right.
And would they win 9-6 or something? It was bad. 13-9?
Yeah. It was.
Maybe 13-9?
13-9 sounds right.
So anyway,
right
now, Dable's the one that's going to give the bigger hug.
That's right.
Please don't leave. Please don't let them put Jackson Dart in this game.
But either way, they're close, right? They love each other, whatever.
Yep.
They go back. I'm not as curious about their interaction. Mm-hmm. I'm curious if we get a McDermott-Dable interaction at all.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we don't.
Handshake.
Cordial conversation.
Bro hug.
Shoulder
tap.
Anything like that. Because if we get that, I'm going to
I know what you're going to do. I know what you're going to do.
What I'm looking for, sign.
Did you send me this email this week? Because I got this email.
Oh, you did?
I got this email week.
I didn't send you this email.
Okay.
I'm looking for any sign that Sean McDermott, if Joe Brady goes off this next summer, which is very possible, and gets a head coach job somewhere, I want to see any sign that McDermott would run it back with Brian Dable. Because I know Josh would.
Are you sure?
I think. From the way they talk about each other, I don't know. It feels like that would be, if he was available,
mm-hmm.
and most expect that's very possible, the Giants, he's the favorite right now to be the first coach fired. If he gets fired by the Giants and Joe Brady gets a head coaching job, I think it's very likely Josh Allen's going to want him. But is McDermott okay with that? McDermott has loosened up into the media in the last couple of years. Has he done that? In the building, too? Like, what would that be like now? Maybe it would be different than it was then. And if your quarterback wants to do it, does that even matter? Would it be, I'll figure out a way to work with them because this is what you want, and you're Josh Allen, and you're the guy?
No.
You got this email?
Somebody emailed me this exact question.
Interesting.
Yeah. You got a burner account or something?
No, I don't. Oh, yeah, I don't.
No. Just making sure.
No.
Are there burner emails? No. Burners are only referred to as, like, social media accounts.
I bet they're used... You don't really need a burner email, I don't think, unless your email has your name in it.
True. All right. Yeah. Extendo Sports and the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.